China's President Xi Jinping visited Egypt this week in a rare overseas trip. As Beijing looks to deepen its relationships in Africa and the global south at a time when the influence of the United States in the region is perceived by many to be waning, Xi's visit to Cairo saw a flurry of investments announced. Chinese tire maker ZC Rubber announced plans to invest 500 N to develop a manufacturing complex in Sakna, a port town on the Gulf of Suez, while the two governments also agreed to expand the Tianjin Economic Technological Development Area, TEDA. This is a Chinese-run industrial park inside the broader Suez Canal Economic Zone on the Red Sea. The park is home to major Chinese manufacturers such as Jushi, a leading producer of fiberglass, which has invested over $600 million in its Egyptian facilities, and Midea, one of the world's largest producers of home appliances. TEDA has become a vital base from which Chinese companies can export goods across Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. The zone is reported to have attracted total investment surpassing 4.7 billion and to have recorded sales of more than 7.3 billion. Other deals include China agreeing two financing agreements, worth around $665 million in total, for extensions to the light rail network connecting Cairo to the new urban developments, such as the new administrative capital, a megacity under construction to the east of Cairo that is designed to serve as the country's new political and financial center. Egypt's Mansour Group also signed a memorandum of understanding with China's Tianneng Battery Group to explore manufacturing products such as lithium batteries and electric vehicle battery cells in Egypt. China's strategic opportunity. More broadly, Xi's trip to Egypt is seen as symbolically significant, not least because the number of foreign trips he undertakes has fallen dramatically in recent years. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, Xi averaged around 14 overseas trips per year. This dropped to just 4 in 2023 and 6 in 2025. Xi's visit to Egypt is part of a broader trip, including stops in Kyrgyzstan, India, and then Washington, D.C. That represents his most extensive foreign travel since the pandemic. Julian Jewerts, who served as the Senior Director for China and Taiwan Affairs at the White House National Security Council in the Biden administration, tells African Business that Xi senses an opportunity to cement Chinese influence on the continent, given the growing perception of the U.S. as a less attractive partner. Xi's burst of overseas diplomacy fits Beijing's growing sense of strategic opportunity, showing that China has friends and options around the world at precisely the moment Washington is alienating many of its allies, he says. Xi is spending much of September cultivating institutions and relationships meant to expand Beijing's influence across Eurasia, the Middle East, and Africa, then will fly to Washington to be welcomed by an American president eager to celebrate their relationship, Jewerts adds. For Xi, that sequence is not a contradiction, but rather it is the point. An alternative to the U.S. Current U.S. policy in Africa has proved controversial in some quarters as the Trump administration pursues a very transactional approach to the continent. The U.S. has pushed to secure access to Africa's critical minerals, sought to make health aid dependent on the transfer of Africans' data for use in American AI models, and struck immigration deals with African countries to accept deportees who are not necessarily citizens of those countries. Meanwhile, the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran is also seen to have destabilized the region and weakened African economies. It is in that context that President Xi sees an opportunity to position China as a more attractive partner. Speaking in Cairo, Xi called for the two countries to oppose unilateralism and bullying acts and promote a more just and equitable global governance system.